From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Employees of the Maine U.S. Postal Service Processing Center in Duluth were told this week that the center could close in 120 days. The Duluth News Tribune reports meetings were scheduled for each shift of workers at the processing center. Postal Service officials told employees that the Duluth Center could close as soon as June if Congress approves requested changes to the service's delivery standards. According to Todd Fawcett, president of the local union of the American Postal Workers Union, if standards change up in Congress, this plant will be consolidated and mail will go to St. Paul. The standards include changing the length of delivery time for first-class mail from 1 to 3 days to 2 to 3 days. Up to 60 Duluth jobs could be lost. The Postal Service unveiled a plan in September to close 252 of its 487 processing centers, a move officials said would save $3 billion annually. The Postal Service also is looking at closing 3,700 smaller post offices and ceasing Saturday mail delivery to help cut costs. Minnesota's new legislative district maps pit 46 incumbents against each other and create 23 open seats. The new House maps, released Tuesday, pair 30 incumbents against each other and create 15 open seats. New Senate maps pit 16 incumbents against each other and create 8 open seats. Duluth state lawmakers will get to keep their home districts, but the Western Iron Range and Carlton and Pine counties will see some shakeups under the plan. To the north and east in the new Senate District 3, which wraps around the core Iron Range, Senator Tom Bach, DFLer from Tower, will keep most of his old district, including Cook, Lake, and eastern St. Louis counties, adding Coochiching County but losing some areas near Duluth. DFL Representative David Dill of Crane Lake becomes the incumbent in the new District 3A to the north. Perhaps the area with the most tumult spreads from Grand Rapids to Bemidji and south to Walker, where two old Senate districts and the four House districts inside them have been mashed together. Incumbent lawmakers in paired districts could move into an open district and run for re-election, choose to retire, or face another incumbent in the fall election. But unlike members of Congress who can live anywhere they want, candidates for state legislature must live in the district they run in for at least 6 months. Defense Department budget cuts could result in job losses at Duluth's 148th Fighter Wing of the Minnesota Air National Guard. A proposed mission change could cost the unit 71 of approximately 450 full-time jobs it now provides. That's roughly a 15% reduction in current full-time staffing at the Duluth base. The base is on call around the clock, prepared to scramble and intercept any air threats, including hijacked aircraft. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, also called NORAD for short, operates 18 such 24-hour response stations, including 16 in the continental United States, one in Alaska, and another in Hawaii. NORAD conducted an analysis to determine which two sites had the least risk associated with their closure. The two sites selected were Duluth and Langley, Virginia. Deadlines for removing fish houses, dark houses, and portable shelters from state waterways are rapidly approaching, according to the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Anglers are advised to remove shelters earlier if ice conditions warrant. Mild winter weather is causing ice conditions to deteriorate rapidly across much of Minnesota. Shelters located north of Minnesota Highway 200 and U.S. Highway 2 must be removed no later than midnight March 19th. The exception is waters at the Minnesota-Wisconsin border. That date is March 31st. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.